Birch put up $500 towards your bail, right?
She felt sorry for me because it was her fault I went to jail.
It was.
It starts as a head-scratcher.
Whose fault is it that you skipped your court dates?
That's my fault, but...
Whose fault is it that you got the tickets?
My fault, but...
And leaves the judge with one big headache.
You were in jail because you broke the law. Now do you understand?
No.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Catherine Birchler is suing her ex-boyfriend, Ryan Baker, for bail money, attorney fees, and car repairs.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 145 on the calendar in the matter of Birchler versus Baker.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Birchler, it is your claim that the defendant, who used to be your boyfriend, owes you money for a loan for bail and then a loan for some car repairs. Mr. Baker says there was never any agreement to pay you back, so there was no contract. Is that right, sir?
Yes, it is.
When were you arrested?
February 12th, 2009.
And what were you arrested for?
Driving on suspended. And I got picked up because she was on her way to work.
And just a second. You were arrested for driving with a suspended.
But I had a warrant.
You had a warrant?
Yeah.
For what?
For driving on suspended. And we were on our way to.
We're going to do this my way, sir. I know that it might confuse you, but I like to do things in a linear fashion. You were arrested on February 12th, 2009. Nine. Or 2010?
Probably 10. 10.
And the warrant that you were arrested on was because you had been driving without a license.
That's correct.
And you were supposed to appear in court?
Yeah, and I missed my date.
Why did you miss your date?
I didn't know which day it was, and I didn't make it to it.
You don't know what year it is?
Yeah.
So it's not surprising to me you didn't know what day it was. How long were you in jail when they arrested you on February 12th?
4.5 days.
For not having a driver's license?
Well, I had other warrants, too.
Right. Mr. Baker, we got enough aggravation in this country. We don't feed people 3 squares a day because they were driving on a suspended license. What were your other warrants for, sir?
I had 2 driving on suspended, no insurance, and a seatbelt, and then tail light, and that's it.
From how many different traffic stops?
3.
And you forgot all 3 dates, Mr. Baker, that you were supposed to be in court?
Yeah.
You must be a very, very busy man, running a very busy company.
Work a lot.
Doing what?
Well, now I do construction, but back then I was standing on the side of the road waving to people, Liberty Tax, and dancing.
You were standing on the side of the road waving at people for what?
For Liberty Tax. It's an income tax place. You get your taxes done there. That was just a part-time job.
And what were you doing with the rest of your time?
I was doing construction now, but back then, that's all I was doing.
Who were you living with?
My parents.
So you weren't doing much of anything. So there was no reason why you didn't go to court for these tickets.
I just missed my dates. Stupid mistake.
And Miss Birch put up $500 towards your bail, right?
She felt sorry for me.
Well.
Because it was her fault I went to jail.
Why don't you try to explain to me the best way you can why it's her fault that you went to jail?
I would have never went to jail if we would have never gotten that little argument, and she smacked me in my face. And then when she smacked me, I threw my hands up, and Mountain Dew went all over, and we were yelling at each other. And then I got out the car and tried to calm the situation down.
And tried to what?
Calm the situation down, make it better.
So you got out of the car after this argument.
Yeah.
And?
I started jogging to work because we were like a mile away from my work. She was supposed to drop me off.
So you were running away from the car?
Yeah, well, I was going to my job.
So you were running away from the car, and what happened?
Security guard saw the whole scene and picked
me up. Police picked you up?
Yeah.
So that's why it was her fault you got arrested and the warrants dropped on you?
I would never got arrested. We would never gotten that fight. She would just drop me off my work. The whole situation would be prevented.
So it's her fault?
Pretty much, yeah.
Whose fault is it that you skipped your court dates?
That's my fault, but...
Whose fault is it that you got the tickets?
My fault, but...
Whose fault is it that you didn't have a seatbelt on?
Mine.
Whose fault is it that you were driving twice with a suspended license?
That'd be mine, too.
Well, why does somebody else have to pay for what you did wrong?
Because I wouldn't have got picked up.
Where do you live?
Independence.
Independence,
Missouri.
You think that the police in Independence are that stupid that they'd never pick you up on a warrant?
They'd have to find me first.
What's the motto of Missouri?
Live free or die. Show me.
Show me.
Show me state.
Show me state.
The show me state. I knew it was something that I would like. Okay, she put up the bail for you?
Yeah.
And how did she know where you were?
When I was in jail, I called my dad and she was over at my house. He texted her to tell her that I wanted to talk to her. And she came over to my house.
She came over to your house, and when you called, what did you say to her?
I said hi, and she said hello. And then I asked her. Then I asked her if she would help me out, and she was
would
like,
help
blah,
you
blah.
Out how?
Well, I was stuck in jail, and I needed $1,400, and she just got her income tax. So she was like, blah. We got talking. She felt. She said she was sorry for smacking me, which that's how I figured I got in there. That's the whole time I was thinking that.
Mr. Baker, you got put in jail because you were irresponsible and you had been breaking the law and you had been thumbing your nose at the court system by not showing up for your court dates. That's why you were in jail.
That's not true.
Oh, Mr. Baker, there's one thing to be stupid and there's another thing to appear to be stupid. Don't combine the two. You were in jail because you broke the law and then you thumbed your nose at the court system by saying, I'm not going to court. And you didn't do that once, you did that three times. That's why you were in jail. You weren't in jail because she slapped you. You were in jail because you broke the law. Now do you understand?
No.
There's your combination.
That's a pretty powerful combo.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do I look like a smart lady to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? I look like a smart lady from you? Do you trust me?
Yes.
And later today...
If you're trying to be charming with me, trust me, it's not going to work. No. Better looking and richer people than you have tried to charm me. Without success.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Catherine Birchler says ex-boyfriend Ryan Baker owes for bail money and attorney fees after he was arrested on an outstanding warrant.
Okay. What do you do, Ms. Birchler?
I work at a call center.
You work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long have you been working full-time?
Since February 15th.
And how old are you?
20.
Did you work prior to that?
Yes, I worked at Macy's.
Worked there for a while?
A couple months. It was a part-time contingent job.
You live at home?
I have my own house. Well, a part complex.
It's a duplex, but...
Yes, it's a duplex. I'm sorry.
Oh, you pay rent?
Yes.
You drive a car?
Yes.
You pay insurance?
It's already paid. Yes, ma'am.
You buy your own clothes?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't need him.
I understand that.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You're too young to be desperate. Do you know what I mean? Pretty young 20-year-old who works hard and supports herself.
And my son.
Not desperate. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. Other than the $500 for bail, what does he owe you for, Ms. Birchler?
About a week after I got my tax returns, he asked me if I would help him fix his car. And he said he needed to pay lawyers, I thought. That's what I was understanding the money was for. So I told him he could borrow $300 as long as he promised to pay it back.
That's a lie. And she didn't let me borrow it.
I don't want to hear you unless I'm looking at you and asking you a question.
This was on March 1st, and I said, as long as you pay me back $700 by...
Where was he supposed to get $700 from?
He was working, and he told me he'd give me his whole entire checks, that he wouldn't keep any of the money. So I was under the impression he might actually pay me back. So I gave him the $300 to help fix his car.
How much did he pay you back?
All in all, he paid about $100 back.
What do you mean about $100? What
does that mean? Well, I mean, he would help me around my house.
I didn't pay her nothing.
Okay.
Didn't pay her anything?
No. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a job when she gave me that $300. I was in jail and I lost my job.
So what did you need $300 more for from
Ms. Birchler? To get my fuel pump and a key ignition made. Because my ex-girlfriend, of course, I got a new girl after I got out of jail. And she was texting her about getting my car fixed. So she lost my key.
I don't care. I don't care. There must be lots of desperation there in Missouri. Stay away from him.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Stay away from him. Don't make any children with him. Don't get involved with him. Do I look like a smart lady to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? I look like a smart lady from you. Do you trust me?
Yes.
You escaped. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $800. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, I'm quite pleased.
I didn't like it at all.
He had his new girlfriend text me and let me know that he would not be paying back the money and that I needed to get over myself.
She was texting her, and then after I got the car fixed, she called my phone, and then my girlfriend picked it up and was talking to her.
She called me after that and told me I was a few choice words and that he would not be paying me back.
She didn't ask for any of the money until after I got a new girl.
Not date guys like him.
Don't talk to crazy girls like that.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Van Buskirk versus Shook. Step forward.
Wendy Van Buskirk is suing her former friend, 23-year-old Jonathan Shook, for unpaid rent, bail money, and a loan to buy an engagement ring.
Miss Van Buskirk, the defendant, according to you, was a young man that you took into your house. He was a friend of your son's. He had no place to go. You opened up your home. You took him in, and according to you, he owes you some money.
Yes, ma'am.
Claim he owes you some money for rent. This is not a major deal. But that you loaned him some money to buy an engagement ring.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want that money back.
Yes.
In addition, you bailed him out of jail in the amount of $200. What were you arrested for?
Having kitchen knives, basically. Deadly concealed weapon.
A concealed weapon? A
couple of them, yes.
Where do you live?
Waldorf, Maryland, right now.
Where had you been living with the plaintiff?
It's Brandywine, Maryland.
In Maryland?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you move in with her?
I'd say right before the winter of 2008, I believe. I'm not exactly sure.
And where is her son now? You were a friend of her son's.
Right now, in jail in Atlantic City.
How long has he been in jail?
About a month.
What is your son in jail for?
Assaulting a police officer.
A couple other things.
I'm not exactly sure, but it's...
Well, he didn't start out just walking up to a police officer and assaulting him.
No, ma'am.
And I assume he's incarcerated pre-trial.
Yes.
Does he have bail?
Yes.
How much is his bail?
$1,000.
Did he ask you to bail him out?
Yes, he did.
And why didn't you?
Well, it started off at $7,800. It's been reduced to $1,000. And unfortunately, I didn't have the money at first. And I plan on getting him out this Friday.
What was your rental arrangement with the plaintiff?
Well, when I moved in at first, nothing. I didn't have a job.
How
I had
old
nothing,
are you?
But it,
How old are you?
I'm 23 right now.
How do you make a living? How do you support yourself?
I detail cars right now, and I actually just got a job doing telecommunications.
And what kind of work was her son doing?
At the time, when I moved in, nothing at all.
What did you borrow money from her for?
I didn't.
Did you buy your girlfriend a ring?
Yes, I did.
Where'd you get the money from?
I paid part of it, and she said she was going to give me the rest as a gift to help me out.
How much did she pay?
I'm not exactly sure the exact numbers, but I paid for about half.
The ring was $629.99, and the warranty for the ring was $74.99.
What kind of warranty do you get on a ring?
The warranty is for, you have to take in every 6 months for cleaning, replacing the diamond if it gets lost.
I won't say that. I'll hear from all the jewelers if I say that that warranty is a ripoff.
Oh, it is.
So I don't want to hear from any jewelers out there. Don't write to me. Don't say bad things. I don't understand a $75 warranty on a ring.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What were you doing obstructing traffic?
Trying to get my dog out the road at first, and then I dropped knives in the road. So I was going back to pick up knives, and then when the cops pulled up, I threw them on the road, and they still arrested me for them.
I'm staying in Greenwich.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Wendy Van Buskirk says former friend Jonathan Shook owes for rent, bail money, and a loan for an engagement ring.
Okay. Did he put anything towards the ring?
Three payments of $45, Your Honor.
That's not true. I gave her like $300 up front.
No, he did not.
And then
not.
I made the payments of $45, and then she said
no,
the rest
he did not.
Was a gift.
If you don't have money, you don't buy a ring.
Well, I understand that.
Well, you shouldn't have bought it.
I had the money that she wanted.
You didn't have the money.
And then she said the rest was a gift.
You didn't have the money.
Not all me.
If you have $300 and you want to buy a ring, mm-hmm. find a ring for $300.
That's why I'd
ask. If you had $400.
Find a ring for $400. I understand.
I don't think
that.
You're cute, as a matter of fact.
I understand.
I just want you to understand that. If you're trying to be charming with me, but trust me, it's not going to work.
No.
Better looking and richer people than you have tried to charm me.
I believe it. I believe it.
Without success.
Oh, I believe it.
Didn't require a response.
Okay.
Try taking the hair out of your eyes. You'll see the world better.
All right.
Ma'am?
Don't All speak.
Right. Sorry.
Now, when you were arrested, you had a phone call to make.
Yeah.
Who'd you call?
I called a couple people just to let them know I was locked up, and the next thing I know, I was out of jail.
You never called the plaintiff?
Never talked to her.
How did you find out he was in jail?
Through my daughter-in-law, Nicole.
Through your daughter-in-law?
Yes.
This child is married to your son who's incarcerated?
No.
To another son?
Yes.
Okay. How did you find out he was in jail?
I was with him when he got arrested.
What were you all doing?
We were walking down the side of the road trying to keep him from going inside the road.
Explain that to me. Look at me when you explain it to me.
He was just upset and...
He was upset about what?
I don't exactly remember about what. Something that was stressing him out, and he was just walking in and out of one of the main roads. So we were just walking next to him, making sure he didn't hurt. Me, Johnny, and a friend of his that was with us.
So he was trying to walk in traffic?
He was just walking in the road. We were walking on the side of the road. He just happened to walk in the road. We were just walking with him down the side of the road.
And
the cops ended up coming up saying that he was impeding traffic and he had a whole bunch of knives on
him. Was he high on drugs?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, probably was high on drugs or something if he was impeding traffic. And then they searched him and found these concealed weapons?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, terrific. Now, what did he say when he called you? I assume he called you from jail?
He called Wendy from jail.
Called her?
Yes.
Good. Sit down. She says he called you from jail.
He begged me to get him out of jail. I have a receipt for bail and the bail bondsman.
How long were you in jail, Mr. Shook?
Like 8-9 hours. Not even that long. When I'm PG County out in Maryland, they let you out the next morning, or I'd have been let out that night when they paid my bail, but I never...
You used drugs, Mr. Shook?
Used to.
What was your drug of choice, sir?
Marijuana.
What else?
That's it.
Were you high on the day you were arrested?
Nah, I've been clean for like 4 years now, actually.
Then what were you doing obstructing traffic?
Trying to get my dog out the road at first, and then I dropped knives in the road. They were in a box, and I dropped the box to go chase after the dog in the road. There you go. Once I got the dog back, I went to go get the knives out the road. That's when the state trooper pulled up, and I was walking down the road, and he didn't lock me up that day. He locked me up the next day. It was a confusing situation, and then they dropped the charges after it all was done and over with, so it just didn't make no sense.
I'm staying in Greenwich.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. Did you call her and ask her to bail you out of jail?
No, ma'am. I don't even know the house number to call her.
You used to live there. How long did you live there?
About 1.5 years, but I never used the house phone. I have a cell phone.
You have 10 seconds to tell me about rent, because I'm not actually interested. Go!
He paid $100 a month prior to moving out. He didn't pay for 3 months.
When did you move out of the house?
I'd say around October of last year. I just couldn't stay there no more. And she had said something about, you know, getting the couches and everything out of there, which I didn't understand. It was not my problem. You know, it's her son's bedroom, and we both brought the couches in, and why do I have to take the couches out of the room? They were his couches. He's the one that got bought.
Just give her the money for the ring and your bail. $495 for the ring and $200 for your bail. Perfect. Take your hair away from your eyes. Go to the barber. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's my stepson's best friend. And I had a big heart, and I loved him like my own son. So I allowed him to come live with us.
I don't understand why I would have to give a mother figure money back for something, you know, she's given me as a gift.
He kept begging for more money and more money and more money and never paid me back.
She's supposed to look out for your son. She says I'm like her son. Just look out for your son, man. That's how I do for my kids. That's how everyone should do.
There was no gift of anything. It was, I'm going to pay them back with my settlement check.
Probably they need money. I need money, too. I'm not going around suing everybody, you know what I'm saying?
He got a settlement check and never bothered to pay me back.
She has 6 cats. Destroyed all my clothes, my electronics. I had to go. Plus, I just got married and had a new baby. Gotta go.
He used people's kindness to get the best of us.
They can have their money. They can have whatever they want, their cats, all my stuff that's still there, they can have it all. Just leave me alone.
He may have done some pretty cruddy things, but he's still a good person.
She's tried to come in between my marriage, tried to come in between my family. She can go on.
I hope we can still remain friends.
She just took me to Judge Judy to get money off me. I mean, who needs a mom like that?